Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Wild Yoga Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Lily Allen Duenas. Together, we'll talk about the world of yoga and we'll talk to people from around the world. Before diving into the episode, I wanted to invite you to head on over to my Patreon account. I would love your support and I'm thrilled to have this beautiful community space where we can do yoga together, meditate together, and you'll get access to exclusive content. Get ready for some private Zoom Q&As, free printable art, meditation recordings, and more. Follow the link in the show notes to get started or head on over to any of my social media channels or my website, wildyogatribe.com, to hang out, get to know each other better, and find out more about all the support and resources available to you. Ready to dive in? Let's get started. Namaste, family, and welcome back to the Wild Yoga Tribe podcast. Today, I'm so excited to welcome Alina Badarau onto the show today. She's a yoga teacher from Moldova, and she's based in the capital city of Chisinau. She started practicing yoga actually when she was just 10 years old, and now she's done her yoga teacher training at Moscow University of Modern Yoga. She teaches Hatha and Vinyasa yoga and has been teaching for 7 years. She studied psychology education in university and completed a degree at the Institute of Physical Culture and Sports as well. So thank you so much, Alina, for being here on the show with me today.
Yeah, thank you too for the invitation.
Wonderful. So can we start by hearing how you first got to know yoga? You were 10 years old. How did yoga come into your life?
I was introduced to yoga when I was 9 years old, actually. There was a school in front of my yard, and there was an announcement in the yard that yoga for kids was opening. My mom suggested that I go to try it, and like many people still do, I thought it was something mystical and boring for the children, but I decided to go check it out. Yeah. I ended up taking class and being introduced to yoga, which is the longest relationship I have had with anything that stretched to this day. I don't remember what we did there. There were poses like sleeping baby, dog face up and down. And I didn't know what catched me there, but I did yoga every week. It was one lesson on Sunday or Saturday. And the kids were very different, from 4 to 15 years old. Classes were once a week, but the magic happened at the last class of this group. After a year, the children's group decided to close, and at the last class came the teacher of the teacher who led us. It was a very interesting moment because the woman, she was pregnant, 9 months pregnant, and she was covered with henna on her body. She was doing amazing things with her body, headstand, different poses like, and I was so impressed that I thought about how I wanted to do the same. After class, I asked if there were any way to continue lessons, and she told me that I can go to the group with adults. So I studied a 10 years a group with adults. It was a really good idea. And for me, every time when I went to this group, it was like something different. People were always happy, and I have never seen so many happy people and cool adults doing something very cool. And I loved this environment and grew up in it. So it's a part of my life. Yeah.
That's amazing. I love hearing how it was just so organic, like just the school across the street said they are opening yoga classes for kids, which also is amazing. I'm sure this was 15 or more years ago, and to have kids yoga offered, that's really special.
Yes, it's like a real sign from universe, and I'm so happy because I catched this sign and I did it, because the yoga, it's like a special thing that matters in my life, and I think that I'm a happy person.
Yeah, it is a sign from the universe when it just falls into our lap like that, or however anyone comes to yoga. And I'd love to know too, Alina, like, what is something you think you, the biggest gift that yoga has given you, or a really powerful lesson that yoga has taught you?
I can help myself and I can help other people with knowledge of yoga. And for me, yoga, it's not like your practice only on the mat. With yoga, I see all what's happening around me. And because of this knowledge, I see the difference. When I was 15, I had a pause. It's like I didn't practice yoga at all for 2 years. And I have a lot of friends. I did a lot of different things, like working till night with a lot of people, which call you friends. But after 2 years, I came to yoga because I understood that all what I did, it doesn't matter. But when I do yoga, when I practice for myself, when I teach other people, I understand that this is the things that really gives meaning to my soul in my life. It gives me a real light. And because of this, I understand that I'm doing really right things.
Yeah, that you feel like you're doing the right thing. Like it's your dharma, right? Like your duty, your purpose, your soul's purpose. You're in the right space and place.
Yes. Yeah. Every time when you are getting in trouble, you can start to do yoga and you understand that there are no troubles. I think you understand that, oh, I'm living right now. I can feel this moment. I can feel my body. I can feel my breathing. Oh, I can just sit and to see how I can do in this situation. And every time when I stop, I understand that, yes, I can do all the things in my life that is in my mind. It's very nice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So also, what inspired you to want to teach yoga, Alina?
Oh, when I turned 14, my teacher suggested that we can teach yoga for kids with her and for teens. She taught me everything she knew, and at the time it was very responsible and interesting. So I prepared for lessons for kids, different poses which we can do, and these poses I should understand why we're doing them and what the benefits of these poses. And I started like this. And after my pause, when I turned 15, there was a pause for 2 years. Then at 18 years old, I came back to yoga because I realized that there is nothing better than yoga. And then when I was 19 years old, I was given an adult group. And that's how my path of teaching started. I have been going through different trainings and seminars on yoga that were going in our city or in Ukraine or in Romania. And after school, I decided that's not enough. For some reason, a lot of people don't believe in yoga and they call it something mystical. And I decided to study psychology and to study in physical education and sport to learn how our body works really, because I wanted to know the language, how I can speak with people about yoga, but not with yoga language. And I started at 19, at 20, my real way. Till now, I'm teaching yoga.
Amazing, amazing. And I'd love to hear you also talk about yoga in Moldova. What is it like?
Oh, for me, it's a beginning. It's also so interesting. When I'm traveling, I'm going to different yoga studios and try to speak with different yoga teachers and speak with people how yoga is going there. And I see that here in Moldova, we have our own studio. And we have a lot of work with people that think that yoga is something boring, or yoga is only staying in shavasana, or only meditate, or yoga is like an acrobatic. So we have here a lot of people which don't know what is yoga, what is really yoga. But a lot of people don't know, because we have studio and we have approximately 6 lessons yoga every day, and about 18% of people who come to our studio, they come for the first time in their life to yoga lesson. A lot of people, they come for the first time, and we can say that our studio is like studio for people who didn't practice in their life at all, like this.
It's a great population to serve, the people who don't know anything about yoga or are very new to the practice.
But people here, they're very curious. And it's so interesting because every day we have approximately 8 people, new people in a day, which came for the first time. And so interesting, because we asked when they're going to a lesson, we asked, and what do you think about yoga? What is yoga for you? How do you think? And then we asked after yoga lesson, and they are so surprising that it can be very different, that you can do a lot of different things and a lot of benefits, and yoga can resolve a lot of problems with the body, with mind, with harmony. It's like our mission right now, a lot of people here in Moldova, to find out what yoga is and feel the benefits.
Oh, absolutely. So why do you think people do go to yoga? If you're getting 8 new students a day, just brand new, 8 new, brand new students every day, why do you think they are going to yoga?
Yes, I know why. Because people are feeling pain. People are in pain about something. So I think that a lot of people know that have back pain, head pain, pain with different anxiety and different psychological problems. I think here very little percent of people go to yoga because they want to go to yoga. A lot of people deciding to do yoga because something is wrong in their life. That is because when people come, we ask different questions. So they write a questionnaire and we see the purpose why they came to us. We asked about if they have some contradictions or if they have some pain. And we understand that a lot of people come because they have pain.
Absolutely. So you think there is a growing awareness that yoga can help with pain?
Yeah, yeah. And I want to show really what yoga do with people who do yoga twice or third times in a week, and how yoga can really change person, because I see this. I'm teaching yoga in my own studio like 3 years, for 3 years, and speak with people a lot about this. And I really want to show how it works. I really want to do some experiments. Yeah, I want to show and to write about really what person had, and after 3-6 months, what can change. It's really interesting.
Absolutely. I love that it sounds like you're tracking it. You're writing it down, what's changing in your students. Are you having them write about that?
Yes, I'm writing and I want to do it more right now because I have a little more time for this right now. And I want to speak and to do a questionnaire so people can write when they come, what they want, what the purpose, what they have. And after this, I want after 3 months and after 6 months to see the results and to catch them, to write them, to have the photos of people, how their body changed. And it's like my purpose right now. I want to do it.
That is interesting. And that's beautiful intention to help people understand the benefits of yoga, to really see it kind of step by step, the progress, and not just in the broad sense of, oh, I'm sleeping better, but actually in that very detailed, how do you actually feel today after the class or after this week of classes? Like, I think that's a beautiful intention.
Yes, thank you. I really hope that it will help for more people to try yoga in their life, that people, when they see the results, the other people who have the same pain in their life, the people who is not yoga instructor, yoga teacher, but it's a person who has his work, who has his life, his family, and yoga twice a week. And when people see results from this person, maybe it will be more understandable how it works.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it could be more understandable. Do you also write and journal about your yoga practice and your yoga experience?
Yes, I write. I have my journal about my life. And there I write about yoga too and about how it works for me. Yes, I'm writing this. Not every week I had something like this and now it changed, but I see the result, yeah.
Do you think that's something, a piece of advice that you would give to new yoga teachers would be to write more about their yoga experiences?
Yeah, to be more brave and to study about anatomy, yes, to study about body, to study about philosophy, about real yoga, and to study real a lot. But to study a lot, the meaning is to practice a lot and to be brave to teach people. If you just see the result for yourself and you want to help people, you should help people right now.
That's so wonderful to say that, yes, you should help people right now. But also in terms of the writing, do you think that new yoga teachers should be writing about their experiences?
Yes, I think it's really a good thing because when you do this, you really can catch and see a real result. Because when you're doing yoga, it was like in my experience, I was teaching in a group and one lady. And after a year, I saw a lot of real changes with her body. I spoke with her and saw the changes. We were different, how she thought and how she's thinking right now, and it really changed. But for me, after a year of yoga practice, and she asked, oh, Alina, but do you see some changes in my practice? Because I don't see it at all. And I was shocked because really you don't see them. And after this, I understood that I should write, I should catch, and I should show the people because people don't see their changes. But when you tell them, so let's start it, it's changed with your body and I can see, oh, how it was. And how do you feel right now? Yeah. How do you feel right now? Your back and which asanas you can do right now? Do you see? But when you came, it's like a really different person and in your life. Let's speak about this more. And when we speak with people, they, wow, yeah, I see this. Yes, yes. I have changes. Yeah. So I think yoga teachers should speak more and should ask the people and show people how it works.
Yeah, I like that so much, because when things are written down, you're right, it could be so easy to forget things or to not really see or notice the small details. So, and the progress. So I love that, the idea of writing it down so that you can show your students, this is where you started and this is where you are now. And I'm sure it's not just in terms of flexibility or asana, right? What other things are you writing down?
Oh, I really, after my University of Psychology, I have different tests, and people are doing tests for the feeling of the emotions. And after this, I'm catching, like, we try to do photos like in positions, like a camel, in different poses. We did it, and then after 3 months, we also did it. And I ask the people to write or to review. And when I started to do review with people, I asked, oh, can you please do a video review? Yes, I'm with my camera phone, I'm sitting. And yes, you can say, how do you feel the yoga, how it works for you. I ask questions, or do you see some changes and how do you feel? And when I'm starting to do a review, it's so beautiful moment, because people say really good things. After this, I understand that yoga really works like a light. You hear some things that can catch your heart. They speak about real changes, not on the mat, but how it changes their life, how it changes their relationships, how they change what they're doing after yoga classes, what they did, and different things like their needs. But you didn't know about this before review. You didn't know. And when you speak with a person, yes, these 5 minutes we speak about this, and you hear all these changes. And for me, for the first time, I was shocked, and I really was a little bit crying, and I was happy, because I understood that people are going for yoga not because it is popular, or not because it only have benefits, but they go because they catch the idea of the yoga, they catch this light.
I like that. I love thinking of yoga as a light. That's really beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
So I wanted to ask too, what is your definition of yoga? Maybe it is yoga as a light, or is a light, but do you have a personal definition of yoga?
For me, yoga is like a light of life, like an instrument in my life with which I can try to balance with all what is happening with me right now, balance with my emotions, with my body, with my thoughts, with my real soul. For people, I'm saying that it's like an instrument, and when you're using yoga right for you, and only you know what is right for you, you can catch this idea and you can see, yes, like a light.
I like that. I like that a lot. Both yoga as a light and yoga as an instrument, a tool, something to help us balance every aspect and element of who we are. It's beautiful. So Alina, too, I would love to hear more from you about Moldova, about your country. I know some of our listeners maybe don't know too much about Moldova. Could you share with us more about your country? And you can even start from where you're located in the world with the geography, maybe some of the things to do and what it would be like to visit there.
Oh, let's try. About my situation, Moldova, officially the Republic of Moldova, is a landlocked country in Eastern Europe. Yes, and it's bordered by Romania and by the Ukraine. The capital is Chișinău, yes. And I can say about Moldova, because why I love Moldova, yes, because Moldova is a very green country. And I love summer in Moldova because we have so good food, so good fruits. We have a lot of good fruits and vegetables. We have the best apples. Yes. And have very hospitality people. So our people is really hospitable. Our people love to dance. We have a really interesting dance. It's called Hora. It's like our traditional dance. Hora, all people are doing a circle and dancing with our traditional music in a circle. It's very special. Also, I can say that Moldova, a lot of people here, they live their life not so fast. A lot of people here are living their life in... we are trying to get the sun, we're trying to go somewhere to the nature, we don't have a lot of things, a lot of new things, and maybe you can say that a lot of things that are all over the world, when they come to Moldova, for us it's really something special.
That's wonderful. And also, I'd love to hear about your studio too, Alina. Can you share with us more about your studio?
We have yoga studio. It's called Yoga Go, and it's a place where people are not afraid to be themselves. It's like our mission. People here can be real. And with the help of the classes, they can harmonize body, mind, and soul and bring life into the balance. We have 10 classes a day of yoga and Pilates. The studio we opened approximately 1.5 years right now. We're trying to teach people, we're trying to do different courses, we're doing different, it's with different masters, so we have approximately 9 teachers here. They are not teaching yoga because it is their work. But all the teachers that we have, they're teaching because it's their life.
Yeah, wow. I love that. I love that so much. Yoga is not their work. Yoga is their life. That's so powerful.
Yeah.
So also, Alina, if some of our listeners want to reach out, get in touch with you, you said something they have a question about, or maybe they're even planning a trip to Moldova, I'm going to link your website and your Instagram information in our show notes. So wherever you're listening to the podcast, you can just open up the show notes and click the links, or you can go to my website, wildyogatribe.com/yoga in Moldova. You can find the blog, all the links, and even a transcript of this episode so you could read along while listening. But Alina, on the podcast itself here, would you like to say what your website is or where they can find you on Instagram?
Yes, we have a website of our yoga studio and my own Instagram, and people can write if they want, and we will be glad to show Moldova, really, because I'm a person who really love to go to the nature, and we have some different places here in Moldova where you can see a real Moldova life. I will be glad to show Moldova if somebody will try to to visit it.
Amazing. Thank you. So Alina, it's been such a joy to be with you. Thank you so much for being here on the podcast with us today.
Oh, thank you very much. It was very interesting for me because it's like it's push for me to speak English and to speak about yoga, but it helped because I spoke about yoga and about what I love. But thank you very much. And it's very amazing thing that you're doing this podcast and you're asking people all over the world about yoga. It's also so interesting for me how it works all over the world. So thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Wild Yoga Tribe podcast. My conversation with Alina Badarau, a yoga teacher from Moldova, was so lovely as we took a deep dive into how writing and yoga complement each other and how writing about yoga shines a light on ourselves. I hope that this conversation made you curious about how yoga is a light and an instrument for balancing your inner world. If you're looking to tune into a podcast episode that's all about yoga in Moldova, then this is the conversation for you. Thank you for listening to the Wild Yoga Tribe podcast. Be well. Thank you for the gift of your attention today. If you feel called, please share this episode with someone who you think could benefit from it. Leaving a review would also be so appreciated. I also hope you can join me online on my website, wildyogatribe.com, or on social media. I would love to get to know you better. I would love to share with you and to hear your thoughts. Send me a DM, send me a note, get in touch. It would be great to hear from you. And as always, be well, dear one. Be well.